Okay, as Sunday night, you know, ushers in Chof Vav Iyar, Yesod should be Yesod, which is the Yortzeit of the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. Therefore, in honor of the upcoming Yortzeit, I want to say over ideas from the Ramchal. So, on this week's parsha, we have the commandment against, you know, lending with ribbis, lending with interest. Now, lending with interest has two terms in the Torah. And we have to understand what they allude to. There's two terms in the Torah that allude to ribbis, that allude to interest. One is neshech, right? One is called neshech. The other is called, you know, marbis. Marbis, Lashon ribbis. Ribbis is derived from marbis, the latter term. So the question is, you know, neshech we know literally means to bite. To bite. And marbis is milashon rav, much, many, to increase, like laharbot. So now why is interest, you know, the isra of, you know, interest, which is also called neshech and marbit? That's the, you know, that is a question we're going to throw out on the table. So the Ramchal, without mentioning his questions, he opens up with a chazal. That chazal tell us in the Gemara and Bava Metzia that anyone who lends with ribbis, God forbid, a Jew who lends beribbis to another Jew, will not get up at Tchias HaMeisim. There's a... that's his punishment, Mita Kenegamita. The question is, why is it Mita Kenegamita? That's the question that Ramchal wants to resolve, because all of the Schar Varsh is Mita Kenegamita. So why is the Mita Kenegamita for a person who lends Beribis, right? He doesn't get up by Tchias HaMeisim. Right? So he says like this, that the Nachash, right, the snake, right, who represents all evil, right, like the Nachash HaKadmoni, right, the snake. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "May offer lachmo, offer tochal." Right, Hashem cursed him; he should eat dirt. That means that the Nachash's place in reality is dirt. Vafar tochal. Right, it's in the Genesis, you know, in the Parsha Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you know, he told them, no, you're going to eat dirt. Which shows, you know, what? Yeah. Right, again, and that's also true. He also lost his legs, but says the Ramchal, and that all shows, right, that, that all shows that the Nachash's place in reality is in dirt, right? Beneath man. Right? He's been pushed down, that he's on the lowest point in reality. And we're supposed to be above him. Right? And of course, when we keep him down there, right, so that's when it's called that the good is dominant and the evil is downtrodden. So what does it say? You know, apropos, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to the Nachash how it's going to be from this point onwards. Right, Veva Arshis, I'm going to put now an adversity between you and the children of man and woman. Hu Yishevrosh, he gets you by the head. Okay, but you get him by the heel. You get him at the heel. And that you get, because, the Nachash is in the ground. He never looks up, because his food is the earth. He eats dirt. So the only part of human being that's most easily accessible to him to smite, you know, to hit, right, is the heel. And then how does he do it? He does it by biting. So says Ramchal, an amazing idea, think about this. When the Nachash bites the human being, he's raising his head up because he eats earth, dirt, though his face is downwards, you know, where his food source is. So, you know, the biting of the heel of man is, you know, besides the fact that it's deadly, but also represents that the evil is rising in reality, rising up. Right? And rising up and taking a bite out of the goodness. Taking a bite out of the goodness. The evil is supposed to stay downtrodden beneath us. And, you know, and when it rises, it's biting us. You know, it's taking a bite out of us because it's not meant to be up there. It's taking away from our space. So it says the Ramchal, when a person lends Beribis, right, so you're taking a bite out of this guy's finances, right? But the Torah outlawed that. When you do that, you cause the Nachash to rise. Right? You're taking a bite out of his finances. So Mamish connected that. The offer is like rising out of the dirt and taking a bite out of the heel. And, you know, if you don't shoot a Nachash away, he's also marbeh. He increases. He starts crawling up the leg. He had already increased his place in the world by raising up himself up to your heel. And he's going to click from there. He could climb up more. Right? You cause the Nachash to rise. You know, and to take a bite out of the goodness of reality and to start invading and infiltrating reality, increasing his leverage, increasing his standing in reality, you cause that by taking ribbis from someone. So just like, you know, the ribbis is called neshech umarbit, a bite and an increase, because that's what you're causing. By taking a bite out of this guy's finances, you're causing cosmically is that the Nachash rises, takes a bite out of the heel of the human being, and he increases his standing in reality. So you have to be punished mita k'neged mita. You cause the Nachash to rise up from the dirt. You have to go down to the dirt and stay there. And that's the mita k'neged mita, that the person who lends Beribis doesn't get out of the ground by Trias HaMesim, because all mankind are meant to get out of the ground, because our place is above ground. That's why when you're dead, it's only temporary. Right? But you cause the Nachash to leave the ground and rise up and take a bite out of reality and increase his standing in reality. Mida k'neged mida, you cause him to rise up. You got to go down and stay down. And that's why, you know, a person who's Malva Beribis, he does not get up by Trias HaMesim. We're going to end this off with an anecdote from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that in Posen, where he was the Rav, there was a guy who lent with ribbis, a guy who lent with, you know, interest, you know, he was really, and he did all types of other terrible things to the Jewish community, right? So, and sadly, he was a Jewish guy, but nonetheless, he acted terribly, acted like a goy, and did a lot of harm to the Jews, including lending with ribbis, amongst other things. So when that guy died, that bad guy died, the community decided, now it's payback. And they told, you know, the widow and the orphans, you know, the surviving kin, right? We're not burying this guy until you guys make good on all the money you stole from us. Right? So we're demanding for burial fees. We're calculating all the money he stole, right? Mm-hmm. And by ribbis or other ways, and he has to give that all back to the community, I mean, you're the estate, and then we'll bury him. So, whatever, the kids of, wife and kids of this guy, they were no big tzaddikim either, having watched him do these terrible things all these years. Right? So, you know, they didn't, instead of doing what the Chevra Kadisha demanded, in Posen, in the town of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So instead of doing what the Chevra Kadisha demanded, they snitched. They went to the magistrate, they went to the local, you know, judge or governor, and snitched on the community that they're doing terrible things. We want to bury our father, our husband and father, and, you know, Jewish community is doing terrible things and being very inhumane, not letting us bury him. So the magistrate summoned Rabbi Kiva Eger and said, you know, what you're doing is terrible. You know, it's so inhumane. Said, no, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, we're just charging burial fees. What's wrong with that? You know, costs money. Right? So it says, you know, the magistrate, how much do you regularly charge, you know, when a guy drops dead? How much do you regularly charge, you know, the family, you know, for the burial? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, he didn't want to lie. He said the number, what they regularly charge. So the magistrate asked him, that's like, you know, like 1/10 or less than what you're charging this poor family. How do you explain that? He said, I'll tell you how I explain it. All the other people that we bury are the good Jews. They're not really buying the plot. They're just renting it because we believe in Tchias HaMesim. This lowlife who lent with Ribbis, you know, he's not getting up by Tchias HaMesim. He's not renting it. He's buying it. That's why it costs more than 10 times the amount, because he's not renting, he's buying. Okay, the Schus of the Ramchal, Yogin Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael.